This is the Composer's Datebook for June 19th. I'm John Burge. On today's date, in 1869, a visitor to Boston's Back Bay could have marveled at a huge, specially erected wooden structure sporting American flags and surrounded by a mini village of peanut vendors and lemonade stands. Inside, an orchestra of 1,000 sat surrounded by a chorus of 10,000. Over the stage hung giant portraits of Handel and Beethoven, and above them, depictions of two angels gazing heavenwards by a banner reading, "Peace on Earth, Goodwill Toward Men." This June 19th concert marked the end of a 5-day jubilee festival of music and reconciliation as America tried to mend the wounds caused by its recent Civil War. Former Union General and current President Ulysses S. Grant was on hand, and the New York Times opined that the festival offered proof that, quote, our people can think of something beyond the almighty dollar. During the festival, the massive orchestra and chorus performed selections ranging from classical works by Bach and Mozart to more recent music by Meyerbeer and Verdi. A review by John S. Dwight, Boston's leading music critic, found the immense chorus glorious and inspiring, and the huge orchestra splendid. However, he dismissed a performance of Verdi's Anvil Chorus, accompanied by 100 real anvils, as a childish, trivial thing for such a grand occasion.
Composer's Datebook is supported by Babbel, a language app that teaches real-life conversations in a new language, like Spanish, French, or German. Babbel's 10 to 15-minute lessons are available in the App Store or online at Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.